You are listening to Christian Radio. Christian Radio.
It's time now to gather round for the Expounder Ministries Radio Bible Teaching Program, Walking in Simplicity, with your host, Brother Stephen Milhorn. Brother Stephen, an ordained minister of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, welcomes you to a time of prayer and ministry of the Word. At the close of today's program, an address will be given to contact Brother Stephen. And now, let's seek the Lord for a taste of that wonderful manna that can only come from God's Holy Scriptures.
Yes, hallelujah to God Almighty, in the highest, and peace from God, love from God, and mighty salvation to the one who died on the cross and rose again from the dead. Peace, joy, love, salvation comes from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. Heavenly Father, we declare that we love you today and that you are our God. Hallelujah to God forevermore. Welcome, my beloved brothers and sisters, to the Walking in Simplicity program. This is your host, Brother Stephen, and today I would like to finish up very quickly with Colossians chapter 2 that is already in progress. And then for today, we shall go to chapter 3 on our ongoing series of the book of Colossians. So let us finish up with chapter 2, my beloved, and I'll be right back with you for chapter 3. There's been a recent story out of Kenya, Africa. Some white guy dressed in a robe, pretending to be Jesus. These are the kind of things that we see nowadays. False Christ. Deception. Does he have nail prints in his hands? Did he come from the sky? Can he walk through walls? He is just a deceiver. So let no man beguile you, my beloved, of the rewards that God will give you for following the Bible, because they will try to show you in the flesh by their voluntary worshiping of angels, doing all kinds of nonsense that are not scriptural. But you know God by His Spirit and through the Scriptures, that these things do not bother you. Verse 20, wherefore if we be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why as though living in the world are ye subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are to perish with the using, after the commandments and doctrines of men, which things have indeed a show of wisdom and will worship and humility and neglecting of the body, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. So, my beloved, that is the reason that God put in place the fivefold ministry, the apostles and prophets, teachers, evangelists and pastors, to equip the saints with the word of God, to see through all the traditions of men. Don't eat that. Don't handle that. Don't touch that. Worship this angel. Burn that incense. You know better not to do any of these things, because you have read the Word of God for yourself. You may eat meat on Friday. You don't have to get ashes put on your forehead on Wednesday. You can be free from man-made entrapments to do the will of God, to do the Word of God, the commandments of God, not to forbid you from being married either. We need to encourage ourselves, my beloved. There is freedom in Christ Jesus. There is grace, mercy, but He also commands us to love, forgive, walk in holiness, abstain from fleshly and sexual impurities, to keep your language edifying and chaste. We need to continue our faith walk, my beloved, rooted and built up in Him, knowing the mystery of the Godhead, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, being led of the Spirit, walking in obedience and holiness, in love, joy, and peace, the fruits of the Spirit. The time draws near, my beloved, for the great tribulation to come, the Antichrist, the mark of the beast, the fall of America. Things are even at the door. The Lord could come at any time to call us home. Be ye ready for that. Now in chapter 3, my beloved, let us take it a little at a time. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. So positionally speaking, we have the hope of the resurrection. So since He is risen, We seek those things that are above, where he sits, because we have the hope of the resurrection also. And by coming out of the baptismal waters, we also signify that we have the hope of the resurrection. So we keep our thoughts on the things that are above, God's beauty, God's holiness, God's righteousness, his truth, the worship of God. We also have the hope of salvation always. There is also in heaven the fellowship of the brethren, the glories of heaven, our abode there. We are to cast off the frivolous things of the earth, for we are to live our lives dead to sin, dead to the unclean things of this world, being born again, alive from the dead, born of his Spirit, in the inward man. Our life should be one of lowliness, hidden from the prominence of this world. Now verses 4 through 11, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time, when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. So my beloved, in verse 4, we eagerly await the resurrection of our glorified bodies, not only to enjoy the supernatural abilities, but to know that the defilement of sin and estrangement from God is finally over. But let us let the scriptures speak for themselves and obey it. Verse 5, we are to put to death and not let sin reign over us. No fornication, which would also include pornography, looking at someone with carnal lust. No uncleanness, which would also include things like masturbation, touching oneself or another person, thing, or animal with the purpose of achieving an erotic result, which would also be similar to inordinate affection, fetishes, the unnatural clinging to things that are beyond what's normal, evil concupiscence, which means overly lustful for sexual appetites, sexual longings that are beyond the norm, covetousness, which is also one of the Ten Commandments, which is idolatry, the wanting to possess, own, control, fixated, selfish. These are just some of the things the Word of God tells us to put to death, to mortify, not to let them have supremacy, dominion, or to rule over you. Verse 12, put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which means love, which is the bond of perfectness. If you can love people, forgive them, show kindness and mercies to them, with meekness and patience, humbleness of mind, esteeming others better than yourself, then you're obeying the Word of God. Verse 15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. So we need to walk in peace, my beloved. The Lord himself said to his disciples, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, not as the world gives to you. So we are to walk in his peace with love, thanksgiving, gratefulness. Now we do live in a world, my beloved, that is violent. The recent mass shootings, El Paso and Dayton, these are grievous things indeed, but blood touches blood, my beloved. There's a spiritual consequence, my beloved. When you kill 60 million babies, their blood cries out from the earth. There's also the curse in the earth, the flying roll. So there are reasons why the devil stirs up people to commit heinous things, but we are to walk in a different way, with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, meekness, faith. We are to live God's way, humbly, with love, compassion, kindness, being treated the way we would have them treat us, endeavoring to forgive, no needless quarreling or arguing, trying to walk out our lives in divine love. Verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. We are to study the word of God, my beloved, on a regular basis. Don't be condemned, my beloved, if you don't read scripture every day, but read it regularly, weekly if at all possible. But discuss the Bible with your brothers and sisters in Christ, your friends and family. Sing unto the Lord a new song, whether it's in your car or in the shower or while you're working, while you're walking. Just sing out a song to Him. Oh, Heavenly Father, I love you today. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for comforting me. Thank you, Lord, for your provision and goodness. I love you, my God. Just start speaking out to Him in prayer. Sing a song to Him of thanksgiving. Verse 17, and whatsoever ye do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Just keep in mind whose you are, and that you are a purchased possession. You represent the King while here on earth. So everything you do in word and deed, let it be an honor to glorify the name of the Lord. Yes, we all blow it from time to time. That's why we must confess and repent to God of our sins. Now in verse 18 through 23, the scriptures really speak for themselves. We are to submit, love, obey, do our just duties. We are to do these things as unto the Lord. Verse 18, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters, according to the flesh, not with eye service, as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men. So we see here, my beloved, in these verses, there is instruction for everyone. Wives are to submit. Husbands are to love and not be bitter. Children are to obey the parents. Fathers are not to discourage their children by provoking them, but be a good leader. Be a good head. Servants, obey in all things, not with eye service, but from the heart. Do your work properly, because you are serving the Lord in this. And lastly, my beloved, verses 24 and 25 remind us of God's rewards for good service to Him, and also of judgment when we willfully do bad things, no matter who we are, for God is no respecter of persons. So let us just finish up with this, my beloved. Verse 24, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. The inheritance is eternal life, the glories of heaven, your rewards. But verse 25 is a warning to all of us. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. So my beloved, God wants us to be like His Son, loving, forgiving, good, holy, righteous, and true, treating one another with respect and love, forgiving, extending graces and mercies. Stay close to God, my beloved, in these end times. Read the Word of God. Follow the Holy Spirit's leading. Obey God from the heart. Have love and fellowship one toward another. Be generous and kind. Think on these things, my beloved. The time is short. The demise of America is soon. Help us, dear God, help us. And mercy unto you, and peace, and love be multiplied. Bye-bye.
Thank you, my beloved brothers and sisters, for joining me today in the broadcast. If you would like more information about the ministry, you may go to www.expounderministries.com. Mercy unto you, and peace, and love be multiplied. Bye-bye.